That's what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. You can take control of these airwaves. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, on the house. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. You can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there in various different ways. And one of those ways is by actually creating the content on the site. So the stuff you see there that you can vote on, vote up or down, whether you like or dislike it, the most voted up makes it to the front of the website. But that stuff wouldn't be there if it weren't for listeners like you going and adding it to the website. So just go to freetalklive.com, submit show prep to it, and submit whatever you want. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a blog post or something like that. Whatever you want, go to freetalklive.com and get interactive with the rest of our listeners. And it's a great way to find out what is on the minds of the audience kind of in an aggregate form. So go to see for yourself at freetalklive.com. We're talking about signs that you might just be in a cult. And, no, I'm serious about this. You might just be in a cult without realizing it. And I don't mean a religious cult necessarily in the way that you traditionally think of cults. Not necessarily in, like, the self-help sort of genre of cults, but a cult that's a really unique sort of a cult. It's the cult of the state, or the cult of authority, whatever you prefer to call it, where the idea is that some human beings can legitimately control other human beings.
A faith-based operation. Often people will cite, say, the Old West. And the Old West is a good example of a very small government situation. They had sheriffs, but, you know, frankly, sheriffs weren't that big into law enforcement. They're keepers of the jail and that kind of thing. And people took care of problems on their own. People will say, Wild West, dangerous, because they've seen, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Sure. Well, great movie.
Yes, all you have to do is go look up an article. It's called The Mild, Mild West. Hmm. And check it out, because you'll find out that the Mild West, you know, they name places like Tombstone and, you know, all these other, you know, places that are relatively famous in these areas. They took an aggregate of 10 towns, I think, and averaged the murder rates over a period of time and came out with, it was 10 times safer, this is in the area of murder, than New York City. 26 times safer than Baltimore. I didn't even mention.
And these are like the supposed bad spots, right?
Right. These are the ones that you read about in the Louis L'Amour books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact is that when people took care of themselves and protection services were provided by Pinkertons and things like that, yeah, you know, people got by, and they got by pretty well compared to modern-day America.
We're going to give you some more signs that you might be in a cult here in a moment. Phil's on the line listening in Rochester, New York. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil.
I wanted to relay my experience to you. I thought it might be kind of relevant and useful. I was actually raised in a religious cult.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one of the really difficult things I had to come to terms with when I left, I expected people. So, you know, that was my my circle growing up didn't really have a whole lot of sense about the real world. So, you step out into the real world, and the really disappointing thing was that I found that, you know, everybody else was just a member of, like a bigger cult.
Tell me
like
more about
you. Like the cult of the state.
Yeah, well, tell me more about your cult. I mean, was there a name for it? Were you living on, like, a compound?
It was the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Aha.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where you get into the realm of, you know, what is a cult. And, you know, most people,
what is a religion?
Yeah, most people will say that, Jehovah's Witnesses have moved into prime time. They've been around for 100 years. Yeah, they've predicted Christ coming back several times and he hasn't come.
Well, right. Is it the length of time? Is it the number of members? Is it some combination of the two?
It's the complete disregard of the rights of the individual that exists within in the organization.
You think, but you could leave.
Well, not as a kid. I mean, there's a lot of coercion.
That's true. It's true.
Wait. So you're saying that you think the definition, the difference between cult and religion is the how they treat the individual, is the rights of the individual?
That's right, because in that organization, there's no honorable way to leave.
Tell me, what do you mean by that?
Well, they practice shunning, and if you actually join the religion, which I didn't do, I had a really bad feeling about it, even as a kid. They practice, you know, social ostracism.
Yeah.
So basically, everybody you, you know, you grew up with, and your friends and family are forbidden to have contact with you.
Well, if that's, I think that's a reasonable differentiation in that a religion is, you know, perhaps doesn't have that aspect. You can feel free to leave and come as you please. A religion versus a cult has more of a retention policy of ostracizing somebody that wants to leave or intimidating them. And that's actually another one of my items on the list here of signs of a cult. And one of them is the culture of fear that surrounds people that want to leave the cult. So I think that's an interesting suggestion as far as a differentiation between them.
Also, I you know, I try to look at things in a positive light. And I really kind of am coming to the conclusion that it was really my upbringing in that kind of oppressive atmosphere that really made me the stark, raving, mad libertarian I am today. Because, you know, I grew up in an atmosphere of where people essentially had, you know, abdicated all of their freedoms to this, you know, to a publishing company.
Isn't it a sad world where people who advocate human freedom and, you know, believe in the theory that humans have, you know, rights in and of themselves are called stark and raving? I mean,
yeah.
You know, I've used these terms myself, and the fact is people will look at you this way.
Yeah.
They'll look at you like you're insane when you suggest that people should be free.
So in a way, I have that to, I think, thank for pushing me in the liberty direction.
It's probably true.
But as far as, you know, other friends, family, people that are within it, I know I can't. The experience is obviously not ubiquitous because I think people get a dependency on it after a while.
Absolutely. Just look at the state. Look at the cult of the
right.
state. Most people are very, very interested in the state. They believe in it. They are dependent on it. Or at the very least, they believe in it. And the very small minority of people are kind of reversed by it. So like you're saying, you were brought into this by the oppression. And to some extent, I feel the same way. I always feel like I've been anti-authoritarian.
Has your family and friends been fastidious about shunning you?
Well, they don't have to because I was never officially a member of the church, so I never baptized.
I see.
So
doesn't that make the church leaders pretty mad?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't that make the church leaders pretty mad?
Oh, it does. It does. But it was really the only way for me to leave and maintain relationship with my family.
Sure.
And like I said, I knew from an early age, I just could not. I remember sitting there at 11 years old going, I just can't imagine living the rest of my life in this atmosphere.
They force them to shun you. What's their excuse for shunning? I mean, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses are willing to come out and testify to me at my place, but they're not willing to come talk to you. You know, your mother can't come talk to you. What's the reasoning behind
that? Well, typically the individual is demonized in some way. They're listed as a, you know, an unrepentant sinner. Mm. The excuse is we have to you know, keep the congregation clean, which means, you know, anybody who
disagrees.
Yeah, anybody who disagrees, right, or you know, they're causing divisions. I mean, here,
what if you disagree and you don't want to leave?
They will, their power structure will find a way to force you.
Yeah.
You know, but, and this is kind of funny, you know, as far as family and stuff still in, and this is kind of like a joke I kind of make with my liberal friends, but it's really only half a joke. Is that I say, you know, liberals have Stockholm, the state gives liberal Stockholm syndrome. And it really, I think it's kind of like the same case with, you know, like my family. You're just thoroughly abused and downtrodden and mistreated by this organization, but they'll defend it at all costs. I mean, just
right,
like the state.
The Stockholm syndrome is where you become to a point of identifying with your captors.
Right.
And that's what people are doing when it comes to the state. So
I don't think
liberals,
it's just liberals.
No, it's all kinds of people. Conservatives.
Conservatives, too.
Liberals, absolutely. Hey, thanks, Phil. Great call. Great thoughts. Appreciate
the only
it.
Difference is what they want to fund, how they want to steal your money, and what they want to fund.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. It can be really tough to be told, hey, you're in a call. You're a victim of Stockholm Syndrome. To hear these sorts of things, to try to come to these conclusions about yourself, can be very, very difficult to do, especially the longer you've been indoctrinated with it all. 855-453. Share your thoughts. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features for free. freetalklive.com, lots to enjoy there. And by the way, I mentioned we do this show 7 nights per week earlier, and it's true, and that includes holidays.
And it's pretty much true. Most holidays.
You will be here tomorrow, Mark, for the Easter Sunday edition of
That's right.
Free Talk Live.
Some guy asked me today, "Oh, how was your Easter?" I'm like, "It's Easter."
Not yet. Not yet. But soon. So look forward to that. Of course, if you don't get it on your local talk radio station, you can always give them a call and ask them real nicely to add more Free Talk Live to their lineup. If they don't have any of Free Talk Live, then ask them for some Free Talk Live, because, again, we do it 7 nights a week, so they can take whatever they would like. We're flexible like that. 855-450-FREE is our number here tonight.
You know, the idea of liberty-oriented music is something that I get asked about, I have been asked a great deal in the course of my career. Where can we get more liberty-oriented music? I've got an answer for you. It's a band called Raja Mojo. You can go listen to them at YouTube.com and, hear their songs. They've got four of them out. And, I particularly like the one Everybody Knows. They've got another one about the IMF. I mean, how many bands out there are writing songs about the International Monetary Fund and, all the things, all the evil that they perpetrate around the world? You can support liberty-oriented music by buying Raja Mojo's music at cdbaby.com. The advantage is, well, you can have the music and, put it on your MP3 player and that kind of thing. But beyond that, you're getting the message out to other people, because cdbaby.com has a ranking system, and people go there and they buy music based on the ranking system. And Raja Mojo is up the charts. They're number one and two at retro rock, number one in intelligent dance music, number two in 70s rock. These are different songs. Folk rock, they're at number two. Beatles pop, they've got one at five. Hard rock, they've got one at five and six. They're all up in the charts, and you want them to get them farther so more people find out the ideas of liberty. So go to cdbaby.com. Buy Raja Mojo's music like I did. It was fast and easy. CDBaby.com, Raja Mojo.
Talking about signs that you're in a cult, brainwashing techniques, Cult of the State has it. Got the Pledge of Allegiance and a number of other factors that'll...
They've got buildings that look like prisons that they send your kids to, that they will arrest you if you do not send your kids to.
Right.
Well, that's not exactly
true.
You
go to the schools, you go to the corrections department.
You can avoid their schools, but you have to go to one of them. With the homeschooling and the unschooling becoming more and more popular, the idea of a truant officer isn't quite as common as it used to be, but... still out there.
Oh, you can better believe if you've got a homeschooled young person and they're walking about in the streets while school's in session, those officers...
They're liable to get a question.
The officers that call themselves law enforcement officers will be stopping them and talking to them. Basically, you're truant officers in that aspect. So, jargon, we've covered that as well. Charismatic leaders, and we'll take your calls as well. There's a few other factors, including rituals and the culture of fear. But first, we go to Calvin, listening in Colorado Springs. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, Mark and Ian.
What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, a really quick one here. I was looking on one of your advertisers' websites, libertystickers.com, and I saw a really excellent bumper sticker there. It says, "The only terrorism in America is done by the government."
Pretty much.
People are terrorized into paying their taxes. I mean, find most people when you finally get down to it with them, it's not about paying voluntarily. Because if it was about paying voluntarily, they'd be writing bigger checks.
Absolutely. And when you get pulled over in your car, that's being terrorized. If you get stopped by the DHS on one of their roadblocks, that seems... pretty terroristic to me.
Well, the definition of terrorism is real straightforward. According to dictionary.com, it is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. So governments, federal, government state, government's local, they all fit that definition. All of them.
There it is right there. Anyhow, what I was calling in about is when I talk to people and look at history, I have to wonder if the majority of people actually want freedom and responsibility. It seems like throughout history, whenever there's been a revolution or groups of people that have come together under, which haven't been under some organized statism or government or what have you, they inevitably create some kind of a thing and use the force of the group or peer pressure or whatever it is to establish this rule and force everybody to obey it.
As you saw in the Lord of the Rings, that ring It's powerful. People are drawn to it. They can't let it go. You saw Gollum, this little nothing of an individual, get a hold of the king, the ring, and he couldn't let it go. He knew it was killing him, and he couldn't let it go. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, former governor of California, he said that he was addicted to the power. And I wouldn't doubt it for a second. That power is addictive. Just look at these politicians. They'll continue to stay in office as long as they can. They'll last rattling breath, they'll stay in there because it's just that addictive.
And look at the things they think they can get away with, and in many cases do. Only now and then do they get caught at things like, you know.
Look at Charlie Rangel. Good Lord. But I would like to point out that although it does appear as though the human condition, since the advent of agrarianism, is one of servitude, and that people will continue to create new organizations that seem to grow into monolithic, top-down, monopolistic organizations, human freedom has been moving towards the positive.
True, but all that said, I think Kelvin is certainly right that there are a number of people that don't want to be free. They do enjoy the feeling of safety or security,
sure,
that they can get from the idea that someone's out there looking out for them or protecting them, whether it's true or not. I mean, so we know, like, the TSA is security theater. They're not actually keeping anybody safe from anything. But some people think that they're beneficial. Like, we've been in the airport doing, actually, Kelvin, you were there for one of these. You were visiting New Hampshire, and Kelly Voluntarius from freekeen.com went to the Manchester airport, and there were some people in line that she was talking to about the TSA who, you know, were standing up for the TSA. They think they're out there keeping them safe and that they're doing a great job. And hey, go, if, as far as I'm concerned, if you want a master, you should be free to have one. You should be free to choose someone to tell you what to do with your life, but don't push it. You know, don't push it on me. And I think there are a lot of people that also occupy a middle ground, which is that they believe they should be free, but those other people, well, we can't trust them with freedom. So I think that's where a lot of people come from. They trust themselves, they're responsible, they can be free, but it's those other people and what they might do with their freedom, those weird people down the street, what will they do with their freedom? We can't allow that to happen, so we have to control them. And, of course, that's where they lose, because as soon as you try to control others, you will find yourself being controlled.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And that kind of brings up the concept of the three, what I consider to be the three pillars of the liberty philosophy, is first being self-ownership, and second being the non-aggression principle, and then the third, which I think is sometimes overlooked, but vitally important, is you can't have freedom unless you're willing to give it to others.
Absolutely true. You got to give if you want to get. Thank you, Calvin. I appreciate it. Or Kelvin, rather. They misspoke your name. Sorry. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live Saturday edition.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are there for you, including listening options. We've got live streams there that are available around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing at listen.freetalklive.com in three different streaming bit rates. We've got broadband, we've got midband, we've got narrowband. One of those streams will probably fit any device you happen to be using. In addition, you can learn about our radio listening options over 100 great radio stations across the country on AM and FM that air the show throughout the week at various different times. Satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on two different channels. In addition to that, we've got our KU-band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. Still to come, more examples of cult signs, signs that you're in a cult. Specifically, we're talking about not your typical religious cult. We're talking about the cult of government, the cult of authoritarianism, the cult, if you will, of the state. And we'll continue with some more indicators, give you a heads up that you might just be in a cult. Let's first go to you and your thoughts. We've got Elaine on the line. You can bring up anything you want. Ladies first here. Elaine, you're on Free Talk Live listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk.
Oh, I just tuned in. I didn't realize you were running a theme. I was just going to tell you.
Don't you worry about that. It's Free Talk Live, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, my husband's been sitting in jail for a week now. He's been charged with a third-degree felony for leaving the scene of an accident with serious injury.
Now, third degree is not as bad as first degree?
When they're in charge, is there really a difference?
Good point. I mean, felonies are looking, you're talking about prison time either anyway, you shake that one out. But just for what? Why did he leave the scene?
He was on a motorcycle. He had a girl in the back of the motorcycle with him. They fell. They both got up. The battery came out of his phone. He picked it up. Somebody came by. Two guys in a truck. They picked her up. They took her back to the bar, and he followed them there. And he's being charged with this. And she refused treatment.
So it was a one-person accident?
Yeah. They just hit some gravel and went down.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle. I mean, these things happen.
I
can't tell you every single accident I ever had on my motorcycle, I did this. I mean, I never, what am I going to do, call the law because I fell over on my bike?
And the battery came out of the back of the phone when he hit, so they were looking for that. They got, somebody stopped by, so obviously she got on that. He muscled the bike up.
Who would call? I mean, even if he did have the battery, and I think that's an important part of the case, but why in the world would he call anybody?
I've never even heard of this.
But he was just telling his story, and that's what happened, and he's been in there for a week. Now, the normal bond for that is $15,000. The judge took one look at him and said, oh, seriously injured? $150,000.
Who was seriously injured?
And the
nobody.
Nobody.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Serious?
So, your husband is riding with some lady, not you, on his motorbike.
Lady.
Sorry?
She was a lady, but she was female.
Gotcha.
Okay. So your husband is with a woman on his bike, and they essentially spin out or whatever. They somehow go and have some sort of a wreck, but not with another car, not with another motorcycle, not with anybody, not with anyone else. Some guys come pick her up. Then he picks his stuff up, gets back on his bike, and goes and meets them, and then the cops are involved?
Well, he doesn't know who they are, so he follows them to the bar. And at this time, he's still pretty shaken, but he follows them to the bar. She gets out of the bar. Everybody's talking. Everybody's checking her out. She has two road rash spots.
Mm-hmm.
But what the glitch here is that somebody else called the paramedics, and when the ambulance got there, they made her, whatever that means, get in the ambulance. And when she's in the ambulance, she complained of burning. So then they take her to the hospital. They medevac her somewhere. They do a head scan, body. There's no sprained bones. There's no broken bones. There's no head injury. There's no internal bleeding. There's no nothing.
Every test known to man is run upon this woman.
Well, because somebody's going to pay and somebody's going to go to jail is what the cops said.
Wow.
And they came to our house 8 hours later. He answers the door in his robe. They ask him to step out. Well, from that point, you know, he's a goner.
God.
Honestly,
wow, I don't even know what to say to this. I mean, this is crazy. He's sitting in jail now awaiting. Has he even been arraigned yet?
Oh, no. We couldn't even get a bond reduction hearing until Tuesday because of the holiday.
The holiday.
Yeah.
And so. And
happy Easter, pal.
Yeah. So we called the jail. They say $15,000. I get a check cut, the bail bondsman goes down to give him the pay it to get him out, and they said they took it. They called him back the next day, and they said, oh, we've made a mistake. It's $150,000.
What? So they took the bail bondsman's money, and then they raised the rates?
And they made him, because they said the computers hadn't been updated. And now the bail bondsman can't refund my money for another 2 weeks because
Incredible.
It's on a credit card.
I don't believe. I mean, this is just so incredible. Like, I'm still surprised sometimes by how absolutely ludicrous these government rules can be. You've got two adults. Presume this woman was an adult.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You've got two adults who've consented to get on a bicycle or a motorbike in this case and go somewhere together. They spin out or wreck out or whatever, and they both get up. They decide they're okay. They go back to the bar and. That should be the end of it. But no, the government is treating them as though they are little children. Oh, well, you had an accident. You need to wait until your mommy government shows up with the ambulance and the police department and make sure we can check you out. No, you don't get to decide for yourself whether or not you feel fine. No, I'm fine. I'll just leave. Everything's okay. I can walk away. I'm fine. You don't get to decide for yourself. You will decide for you.
Even the female kept saying, no cops. No ambulance, I'm fine. How she ever got in the ambulance, we don't know, because that's when we left the bar.
Mm.
Because this was, an hour after the wreck. It's like, at some point, we should be able to leave.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations on leaving the scene of an accident. And, well, I mean, she's the victim. She left of her own accord. He left after her.
Well, I know I probably said way too much to the cops standing in the front yard, but I told him, I said, you're charging my husband with leaving the scene of an accident with serious injuries when the victim left and two strangers that we don't know took somebody away. And if I stopped on the side of the road and took somebody away, I'm pretty sure I'd be in jail.
You know, there's something I'm curious about.
You know, it's almost pointless to talk to police officers because they're trained not to listen.
Well, right. And
people say all kinds of things, so they just get to the point where they're just hardened, they're following orders, whatever.
Well, that's what I wanted to – that's the one aspect of this I was curious about is what would happen – and this isn't necessarily a question for you, Elaine, just more of a question to the universe. What would happen had Elaine or her husband not answered the door when the police showed up looking for him? Because they didn't have a warrant to search, likely. So, would at one point would they just forget about it? Would they leave it as an active kind of question mark in his file?
Pick him up the next time they saw him.
Yeah, and then pick him up the next time he get pulled over. But I wonder what would have happened in that case, because you never have the obligation, as I understand it, to actually answer the door for the police. Well, everybody does it because that's what they see on TV, but you don't have to. So, unfortunately, you know, maybe your husband would not have to be in jail if it weren't for him answering that door. I don't know. Well,
and it was kind of a quinky dink because we actually had somebody else here visiting us that was telling us, catching us up on this girl that we didn't know about. And when we opened the door, she was leaving, and that's when the cops were on the walkway with their lights up the second time, because they actually came out twice. Mm-hmm. They came out one time, and it was like, no, we didn't answer the door. They came out the second time when somebody was leaving, and they asked me to step outside, and he probably should not have.
Yeah, just say no thanks. I don't need your services, and close the door and lock it. Hey, Elaine, if you want, feel free to call us back as this case develops and keep our listeners and us informed with what happens, because it's absolutely outrageous, and I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a sweet deal, and I don't think it's going to go down anytime soon.
Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate hearing from you.
Sorry,
good luck, and thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Scary stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, their side of the story sounds as innocent as it could be. And, you know,
I don't even know if it's fair to call her a victim. I mean, she's an accident victim, but she's not the victim of any kind of crime.
Right. I mean, why did they arrest her for leaving the scene?
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You get on the back of some guy's motorcycle, and you get what comes to you. Hopefully, you'll make it to your destination. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. We are here for the Saturday edition of the show. We're live. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733 here tonight. It is, again, Ian and Mark with you. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. It's Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want. We're live 7 nights a week, even Easter Sunday. So be sure you join Mark, and I believe Stephanie's going to join you as well, because she's not a religious lady.
I attend Quaker meeting on a pretty regular basis, but I don't celebrate holidays and not really my thing.
So we'll continue to be here for you throughout weekend, week out, day in, day out at freetalklive.com and on your local radio station or satellite radio options, etc. 855-453 is the number here. We've been talking about, kind of off and on throughout the night, the issue of cults and whether or not you're in one. You might actually be, believe it or not. We're talking about the cult of authority or the cult of the state. The belief that in the idea that it's somehow acceptable or okay for other human beings to rule over their fellow man or a fellow woman, and I don't accept that, but I certainly did in the past, because I, like others, was indoctrinated in this cult mentality with all of its beliefs. And I've got an article up over at freekeen.com. If you go there, it'll be a little ways down the page right now, called Signs You're in a Cult, and we've been talking about different common aspects, common threads that you'll find in lots of cults, like charismatic leaders, jargon, as well as brainwashing techniques. The cult of the state, cult of authority, has all of these things. But not just that, they also have rituals and a culture of fear. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. Mike is on the line listening in Texas to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I want to thank you for taking my call. And,
it's our pleasure.
Then I wanted to say something real quick about Liberty Stickers. I blame it on you. I now have to go out and buy a big gas-guzzling SUV or van or something, so I have enough space to put the stickers on that I'm going to order. I guess there's any good ones.
They do have a lot of good ones.
LibertyStickers.com.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's one that I think is hilarious. It's Obama Romney 2012. They go free on everything.
It's hilarious.
But what I wanted to say is the problem most people have with freedom, and the reason why they want to be in a cult, is because with freedom you have to have personal responsibility, and it's so easy in this culture and for just about anybody just to say, well, why don't I let somebody else tell me how to think, how to act, take over the responsibilities for my actions, then that way I'm not responsible, for my success or my failure. And I think that's the pervasive culture in this country.
Absolutely.
And realistically, around the world, it's difficult to accept responsibility for yourself. I'm a truck driver. In some ways, I'm more regulated than most people, but in other ways, I'm terribly free out here.
Yeah.
Because I don't have my boss standing over my shoulder watching me work all day. But I have to have the responsibility in myself to get up when I'm supposed to get up and do the work I'm supposed to do,
Right. Otherwise, they're going to find somebody else to take those loads.
You're absolutely right.
And when you look at personal responsibility, it's so critical. And the people who are of the state, this concept, this idea, they love the idea of taking responsibility away from people, because the more dependent they can make people upon them and their so-called services, the less likely they ever are to come to the realization that they don't, in point of fact, need them at all. And remember the movie V for Vendetta, where the head boss man, their equivalent of Hitler in the film, the head guy is basically talking about how it's so critical to keep people convinced that they need them, that they need us, meaning the government, meaning their rulers. And if people were to start thinking that they could be responsible and that they would see the value in that, then that would be incredibly dangerous. But the government's very good at offering these different services. Oh, well, don't worry about it, trying to decide where to send your kids to educate them or how to educate your kids on your own. We've got all that figured out for you. Just turn them over to us 8 hours a day, and we'll handle that for you. Oh, whoa, you don't need to worry about saving for your retirement.
But once you take the little thing that's preferred, then you're stuck. Then they've got you in every which way. So when it comes to the government school, well, if you don't send your kid to school on time, we're going to give you a ticket, and if you don't pay the ticket, you're going to jail. They actually have programs like that around the United States where parents are getting thrown in jail or, getting fined or thrown in jail or having to come to morning detention because their kids didn't make it to school on time.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Anything? I mean, it happens right here in Texas. I know I've heard several cases of that where parents are being hauled into court and having hearings, have their children removed from them because they're late. You were 30 minutes late to school three times. Come before our little meeting here, our kangaroo court, and we're going to figure out what to do with you and your children. Instead of accepting the fact that, hey, sometimes people run late. Hey,
it's crazy.
And it really boils down to personal responsibility in everything in life, because if you don't have it, the government can't give it to you. That's for darn certain. And
no doubt. They only
want to take it away. And yes, the only terrorism in this country is by the government.
Right, and if you're not, if you don't do as they say, if you don't jump through their hoops, you don't obey them, then ultimately they'll take away all your chances to even be personally responsible if you want to. They're going to put you in a cage where they'll be responsible for bringing your food to you. They'll be responsible for providing you with, medical services. They will be completely responsible for you at that point once you're in their cage, because you don't really have any more responsibilities when you're in a cage.
That's right, and I think more and more they want to give us the illusion of freedom by not putting us in the cage, but basically treating us like we are in the cage. And,
absolutely.
And the only thing is, we have the power in November to try to change things, but
No. Mike, you have the power now to change things in your own life. And that's part of this conversation, is one of the points we're going to hopefully get to coming up maybe in the third hour, is what to do about this. Because if you come to the realization that personal responsibility is valuable to you, and you realize that we are brought up in this cult-like mentality, and this belief in the state and authority, then you can change yourself now by just changing your perspective and changing how you look at things. Like, you're looking at things from the right perspective. That you want personal responsibility, you understand that that's key to liberty. You can look out there and you can see these people as aggressors, these people calling themselves government, as people that are hurting other people, and they're taking away responsibility and supplanting it with obedience and reliance. And you can see all this. So changing your perspective is one thing you can do right now. But you're never going to vote your way free of the people who would like to be your master.
I think you can vote freer, though.
I think that might be a possibility, but all of history shows that's not really the case, at least at the federal level. It's certainly not the case.
The federal government has grown every year, it seems.
Yeah, and the main thing is really you have to start at your local level, because until you can get your local level straight and then move to the state level, cities and then move to the federal, because we can't get the federal government to turn around. That's not going to happen.
No, we're much better. We're much more likely to have success at having one state secede and then having others follow in those footsteps and just forgetting about the federal government.
Or just nullify the federal government by, not necessarily. I mean, the states have sovereign power. This is the United States.
Well, that was the idea, at least. But try telling them that today.
The law.
You try telling people in the state government that today, and their response is, well, but the feds.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Thanks
scared.
For the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you.
And thanks for keeping America trucking.
Yeah, absolutely. The lifeblood of this country, the people on the roads. That comes back to the culture of fear that we haven't really had a chance to delve into. We'll dig into that a little bit further into hour number three. But the culture of fear exists even between the state level and the federal government. The idea of the culture of fear is that a cult, one of the things that our caller pointed out earlier was that one of the things that separates cults from religions is the ability to leave, the freedom to leave, the feeling of freedom to leave. And a lot of cults is very oppressive. They don't want you to leave. Oh, no. There's all kinds of brainwashing going on, and the people that are around you have been instructed to do certain things to people that that want to leave. In some cases, you deal with, like, the Arizona cults and the Utah, like the FLDS, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These guys live out in the middle of nowhere. It's physically difficult to be able to leave these compounds.
Well, they're for their women, but for their young men, they kick them out.
Well, there's that. But my point being, a lot of cults are very, very they make it very difficult physically and mentally to be able to leave the organizations. And so similarly, you see that with the state government bureaucrats. Like up here in New Hampshire, one of the reasons why the governor, the man calling himself governor, John Lynch, won't sign medical marijuana is because of the feds, because of what the feds will do. And these are excuses
right.
that
14 or 15 states around the country have done this. I mean, it's a large percentage of the states have already legalized marijuana, and this petrified sycophant can't see way to be number 16?
All right, we come back with more here in
moments.
It's got
to be number 46.
And hour three is next here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Still have to cover a couple more aspects of cults just to give you a clue. Maybe you are a member of a cult. You don't realize it. The cult of authority, cult of the state. Still to come, we have to talk about the creepy cult rituals that go on, as well as this culture of fear. 855-453, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.